שלום, אנחנו בחלק הבא של השיעור שלנו.
Hello, we are in our next part of the lesson. We have two options, either working in Faith Above Reason or selected excerpts from the Peace in the World.
Let's start with the Faith Above Reason. One or two excerpts.
All right, so we are in excerpt number 11. This is from the document of selected excerpts on Work with Faith Above Reason. Excerpt number 11 from, this is from Shamati 4:14. The exaltedness of the Creator means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the Omemut, greatness of the Creator. One, to not be fulfilled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man, meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and Mitzvot. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. Two, the greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, A, one should go above reason, then one sees that he's empty and becomes needy of the Creator. B, only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut, the greatness of the Creator.
Let's read this again and begin to scrutinize it.
Let's read again excerpt number 11. The Romemut, the greatness or exaltedness of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the exaltedness of the Creator.
Meaning, what does it mean to go above reason? And why does this have to do with this sublimity, this greatness of the Creator? And why do we specifically need to ask from the Creator to give him the force to go above reason, by which a person raises up the Creator? And if it's just like that, can I not uplift the Creator? Why do I need to be stuck on something? Or I need to ask the Creator for something, and I need to see that I won't be able to emerge to attain something that's very important to me. And then I ask, and only the Creator is the one I have to address, and only He can give me what I will ask for. And then what I do is called Romemut, the sublimity of the Creator. I am raising Him up. It's not enough that the Creator is one, unique, and there's none else besides Him, the good that does good, acting for all the creatures, and so on. What do I get from raising Him up, from making Him great? Why does He need that? Why is it called the Romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator? And what, without that, is He not in an exalted state? So what does He say? One,
to not be filled with knowledge.
Meaning, I need to recognize the Creator there, to come closer to Him. I come with the matter of faith. What does that mean? That I don't want to know Him, but I want to raise Him in my eyes. It's a very big difference. as just like we have this also in our lifetime, such cases where I don't want to understand the thing itself. I just want it to be so great that it will have an influence on me and rule over me. I make him great not to know him, to attain him, but rather for him to be above me and have an influence on me and manage me. That is what I want from the Creator, meaning I'm making him as a superior, as the Creator. This is why it's considered that he will not be filled with knowledge. I don't want to know him. I want him to be above my feeling, for him to be from above and to rule over me in such a way. Yes?
So, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect with which one can answer one's questions.
So I'll be able to understand him, feel him, digest him, and to the extent in which I know him, to that extent, he will be great in my eyes. I don't want that. But rather,
he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut, exaltedness, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man.
That is the point. It's not that I attain the Creator and from that I fill myself, but rather I want to receive from the Creator the intellect, the filling for my mind. And then it will be the Romemut of the Creator. That is, it's not that I'm coming by the fact that I understand him and feel him through my investigations, but rather I just open myself to receive his mindfulness. Yes.
And not from man, meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and Mitzvot. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive.
That's the sign that I'm above reason or not above reason. If I go to receive from the Creator the filling, or that I myself receive the filling, or that I pray for the Creator to fill my vessels of perception with mind or with heart too, or that I pray to have the ability to attain it on my own. That's the difference. Yes.
2. The greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, A. One should go above reason, then one sees that he is empty and becomes needy of the Creator. 2. Only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the greatness of the Creator.
Meaning, to reach the greatness of the Creator, one needs to make of himself a kli, and to ask not to attain himself something, nothing, but rather to prepare himself for all the requests, from the smallest one, the smallest request, to the greatest request of all, so that everything will be arranged like a chain towards the Creator, and the Creator will answer all the quests, all the questions of a person in the order that he asks them. and then there will be the right connection between them. In faith above reason. And in such a way, a person uplifts, raises up the Creator, and then it's considered that he's in his exaltedness, in his greatness.
Santiago.
¿Cómo uno sabe o siente que tiene la fuerza del Creador?
How is it possible to know or feel that man has the force or strength of the Creator?
By being adhered to the Creator with the request to fill him within the, in the society, and then he feels that the Creator is filling him. And he gives him the force of faith above reason. Only in this way, where he nullifies before the society, and in the society nullifies before the Creator, then he will feel that the Creator is filling him.
Buongiorno Rav, la domanda è: da dove ricevo la grandezza del Creatore?
Good morning, Rav. The question is, where do I get the greatness of the Creator, and what's the difference between the greatness of the Creator and the power to reach above reason?
The greatness of the Creator in my eyes, which I develop, helps me come to him to faith above reason. As much as the group, and the group is capable of doing this, as much as the Creator evokes in me the greatness of the Creator, by that I am capable only from the influence of the group. I myself can say whatever I want to myself. That's not going to build a kli in me. Because a kli is considered that I'm connecting to the friends. And when I hear the way they respect the Creator and the way they connect to him, then I too run to be with them together, and in such a way to connect, and in such a way to connect to him and to contribute myself towards connection. And then we reach faith above reason. Friends have to awaken in me envy. Envy, that's the main thing. As envious as I am of them more and more. If in a corporeal society we talk about envy as a bad thing, seemingly unpleasant, unrespectable, for us in the spiritual society, envy is specifically a lifesaver. It's, if I feel it, I hear it, I receive it from the friends, and I'm impressed of the envy between them, it's as if they're throwing a lifesaver to me. It's truly so.
Haifa
2.
Rav, when I believe, it immediately jumps into my reason. Where does it go above reason?
I don't know what you believe.
If I have some complete faith, it's already in my reason.
I don't understand what you're saying. I believe in full faith. What are you telling me from what's written?
No, I'm asking this. If I believe, then
what does it mean that you believe? You're the will to receive. And now you're discovering that you believe that within your will to receive, there is a force of faith, a force of bestowal. Yes? Yes.
Yes.
You're not so certain? The force of bestowal, and with this force of bestowal you can work, meaning to bestow to others, to the Creator. That's considered that you're in the force of faith, that you believe, and the measure of faith that you have, you can bestow.
If I relate it to life in general, I believe that I get up to work in the morning.
Do you believe that, or do you know that it's happening this way? I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
This is my question. Yeah, the difference between knowing or believing.
I would recommend that you stay on this for a little longer, and sometime you'll awaken from your sleep, and you'll let us know that you woke up, and that you don't need to believe that you're sleeping. You know that you are awake. Okay? I don't understand what your faith is, sir.
I also don't understand what it is. That's what I'm asking.
So hear what we're saying. You're probably missing a lot of our studies. Maybe you missed some lessons. Because you're talking not the way we do.
Faith is not knowing?
Certainly not. It's the opposite of knowing. If I know, why do I need to believe? Did you understand how, to what extent you're not on the matter? So it's not too bad. There's actually before you some good revelations that you can receive. You have to go through our lessons, our previous lessons. Since when? I don't know. Maybe from the beginning of this virus. I don't know. But there's something missing.
Moscow 6.
Вот мы учим, что к вере выше знания мы можем прийти с помощью зависти.
We learn that in faith above reason, that we can reach faith above reason through envy. And I heard that there is corporeal envy and spiritual envy. What is this envy? Is it just my relation changes and becomes spiritual? Or something else? Kind of.
The envy that we're talking about, the envy of authors that shall multiply our wisdom, it's where I'm envying the friends for being great, and that I'm envious that they're great. I don't want to lower them for them to be smaller. Rather, I thank the Creator for giving me a society that is so great and strong and wise, by which, by them, I can advance. And then my envy towards them is an envy that advances me, builds me, to be like them. And not the envy like in this world where we want to lower the others. I want to be under my friends, below my friends, because by them, I will be able to always have the ability to advance. And that's why, in my eyes, they always have to be greater and greater. That was, well, PT25.
In our work, we need to reach despair, despair of our own strength, on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to work with joy, and that's a sign that we advance correctly. How to combine these two discernments, despair and joy?
There's no happier moment in a person's life than that when he is revealed that he is despaired from his own forces, for then he is worthy to be able to cry out, pray, and receive help from the Creator, from above. We even have a song that way.
Right, but I'm not happy in these states.
Why? Why? That's not good. It's a sign that you don't want the goal, but you want to fill yourself this moment, and that's it. No, no. That's not good. Who do we have here that's urgent that we have to give make room for him? And we never did, remind me. Oren?
Yes, BPT. Yes, Latin Arbaga.
We see PT or Latin 4. Latin 4.
Didn't we have Latin Arba 4? Where are they?
Hello, Rob. I understand that a person who is intelligent doesn't understand Kabbalah. One who has the heart does. So studying the wisdom of Kabbalah with the Rav and with the right books enables you to attain the Creator, to know the Creator. Is that correct, Rav?
Yes and no. We need to add. Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Hola, Rav. Buen día. Fe por encima de la razón.
Hello, Rav. Good morning. Faith above reason. Do I attain it when I ask the Creator that He gives it to my friends, that they will attain faith above reason, or I need to ask the Creator to help me so that I attain faith above reason?
That's where I want to attain faith above reason is considered that I want to attain the force of bestowal. And as I want to attain the force of bestowal, then I'm acting in bestowal already. So I'm only acting with the benefit of the friend and through them to the Creator. That's why the question doesn't exist. If I go to bestow to the others, of course I operate that way. Now I have PT-19.
No.
Well.
Yeah, Baal Sulam says whatever a person can answer, he can answer with his own external mind. Well, what is that external mind?
In the intellect, the simple intellect that's external to spirituality. It all works for the sake of reception and not for bestowal. That's why it's called external.
What are we doing all day then with what intellect?
You're working with your external mind.
So what intellect am I using with here?
If you learn Kabbalah correctly, you start to develop the internal mind.
Internal mind?
Internal meaning connected to the Creator.
But I'm still not connected, so what do I use?
You build these discernments, preparations, in order to be connected to the Creator.
And right now when we live in this world, I always use my external intellect.
I don't know what it's in this world, bodily or emotionally or... When you get up in the morning every day, you're using your bodily, your beastly body, the beast that wakes up and does like cows do or something else there. Well,
so I'm using my beastly mind every day from dawn to dusk.
Correct.
So how can I think correctly and not through my beastly mind?
Only under the condition that you're connected to the group.
And then it changes, my thought changes.
Then you use it by the group. The Creator arranges us in groups. And a person that wants to change has to connect to the group. And then through the group, he receives commands from the Creator what to do. This way or that way, once above, once down, a crisis, then a rise, and this is how the Creator arranges things for him until he will be worthy to enter into contact with him. into the knowledge of Him, towards His revelation.
So, question: a Kabbalist who attains high degrees, he doesn't use his physical bodily mind? What kind of mind does he work with?
He uses his beastly mind for his beastliness, and for his spiritual mind for his spirituality.
So you cancel the beastly mind?
He doesn't cancel it. He uses it for his animalistic life. I don't need some spiritual discernments in order to be in the right and good connection with the family at work when I'm working there. Let's say I'm some engineer or something. I don't need their spirituality. Certainly, I am nevertheless inside in connection with my ten or with the Creator, even during the work. But this isn't the way that I relate to my colleagues at work, at my job.
In spirituality, do we even need the mind, the physical mind, that is, or there's no use for it?
There is, because we build spirituality from this world. We build it from below. So we need this world too to arrange so it will be suited to spiritual attainment. Be healthy.
Good morning, dear Rav. When we discover the greatness of the Creator, what does that give us in the work?
When we discover the greatness of the Creator, it covers everything for us. Everything. Because by this we come from below upwards to the Prina of Shorish. And only it we reveal before us. Do you understand how important this is?
Haifa Shalosh.
Haifa 3.
Good morning, Rav. In terms of envy, how can a person be envy with the Creator if he doesn't identify with his actions or attitude?
Or what do you mean identify? He doesn't be, it's like his mouth and his heart are not equal.
He doesn't agree.
Look, none of us agrees with what we need to be. There is no such thing. Because if you were to agree, he would be a beast. Holy animals. Some angel. That is, he doesn't have an egoistic desire, and that's how he is. That's why we need to understand that each of us has an ego, each of us is against the path, naturally, instinctively. And only by us helping one another, sustaining one another, and I'm asking now, especially we are this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whoever's overseas, for us to help one another. We'll connect a little bit more, make some additional meetings, some additional studies. There are so many things that we can take out of our archive that is exploding with all the good that's there. You don't want to study Pticha, then learn the articles of Baal Sulam or Rabash or according to the last generation, what we specifically need in order to advance so that we will be directed, guided correctly to what we are today. It's all before you. Everything is right in front of you. I just want, with your permission, to move the question to Carmiel.
Carmiel.
Please.
I wanted to know, on the one hand, we say that reaching emptiness means you have to be in greatness of the Creator. On the other hand, we have to ask the Creator to pray for the friends to reach the quality of bestowal. So what comes first? To ask the Creator or to... How can I achieve emptiness if I don't ask the Creator first for the friends to bestow to them?
You need to be in both. I can bestow to the friends the form of my smallness, how lowly I am. I bow myself down and they see what I do. And that's the way I influence, and that's an example for them. And I can bestow to them specifically from having greatness, the recognition of the greatness of the group, the greatness of the Creator. It's not the same thing. It seems to be the same, but it's not. Both in greatness and in smallness, I can need to see how I use it to bestow to the friends.
All right, we will review the schedule. We have quite a full schedule for the weekend. Right after the lesson, we will continue to a virtual meal from right after the lesson until 6:30. And then at 10:45, we'll start from our writer's meeting with Rav. Then we'll have a show with Chaim Ratz with Rav. Then from 1 to 3 p.m., afternoon lesson with Rav, then virtual meal, and then the gathering of friends hosted by the European groups. And Saturday, tomorrow, as usual, from 4 to 7 a.m., we have the daily Kabbalah lesson, then virtual meal, then lesson preparation from 2:30, and until 4:45, we'll have the men's lesson. And with Rav, and then from 5 to 6, there will be a women's lesson with friends, and then we'll move on to a meal. We can move on to a song now. When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching. Searching for light, my heart feels frozen. In this broken piece of life, won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. Fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. We are the people, we are born to love. Love's a shining light when